In 1947, Bedouin shepherds were tending to their goats in the Middle East, in the hills just to the west of the Dead Sea. They were passing time by tossing rocks into the small caves around them. One of their rocks went sailing into the dark opening, and suddenly they heard the sound of pottery shatter. They were surprised and quickly crawled up and entered the cave near Wadi Qumran. It is there they stumbled upon the Dead Sea Scrolls. Jars of clay filled with leather scrolls of some of the oldest copies of the books in the Hebrew Bible. Indeed, these were treasures in jars of clay. Well, consider for a moment that there are treasures hidden within you too. You yourself, a fragile jar of clay. But do you ever feel crushed, destroyed, or abandoned, broken? This meditation from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 is a reflection on treasure hunting. You may feel like a fragile and frail jar of clay, but there is a treasure within you, the very presence and indwelling power of God. So whether at first or last light, begin your meditation by surrendering the next 15 minutes to explore the power of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit within you. Allow the weight of your eyes to slowly move now from open into a soft gaze to gently closed with little effort. Become mindful of your breathing and begin to move deeper into the divine treasure that is at work within you. Continue in this time of thoughtful reflection by listening and then responding to this passage from James chapter 1. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord, your treasure abides within me. May God bless the reading and hearing of his word. Consider it nothing but joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you fall into various trials. For Lord, your treasure abides within me. Be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance. And Lord, your treasure abides within me. Be assured that the testing of your faith produces endurance, leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. Lord, your treasure abides within me. Continue on for a moment longer by encountering the power of God. The Lord is here. The Spirit is with you, and you are safe. Do you ever feel like a fragile and frail vessel, not strong enough to hold the power of God? Well, take a brief moment to acknowledge any thoughts of weakness. Do you ever experience affliction? Or like you've been struck down? Well, be aware of those thoughts, but give them no weight. They are not of God. Without effort, allow the Holy Spirit now to begin taking captive any thoughts of weakness. Begin to be aware of the treasure within you. Move away from affliction and persecution to encounter the divine presence and power of God within you. Center there. Center two on your breathing. Be mindful of each full, deep, and power-filled breath you take. Each tummy breath filling you. Each tummy breath giving you power. Filling you with hope. Building you up. Be mindful of the indwelling treasure of God with each centering breath. Fragile thoughts may arise, not to worry. Let them float on by. They are not thoughts of God. Rather, center back on thoughts of the power of God abiding within your body, within your mind, and within your soul. Center on your breathing and whisper, Lord, your treasure abides within me. Let the word treasure be your centering word. Now continue to center on the treasure found in each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. This passage is a letter from the Apostle Paul to remind the early church of the strength they have in God. So imagine this passage as a note from Paul to you. Just let the words sink in deeply from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 and 9 from the Christian Standard Bible. My dear friend, I know all too well that you feel fragile, weak, and broken at times. But remember, you may be a clay jar, but you have this treasure of the extraordinary power of God within. Remember, it is from God and not from you. You may feel afflicted in every way, but you are not crushed. You may feel perplexed, but you are not in despair. You may feel persecuted, but you are not abandoned. You may feel struck down, but you are never destroyed. Which words from this note sunk in most deeply? Well, listen once more from Scripture. Now we have this treasure in clay jars, so that this extraordinary power may be from God and not from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not abandoned. We are struck down, but not destroyed. For this next minute, reflect on this scripture passage and the words that opened your mind. once more, but now take note of your feelings as you listen to this wider passage from the English Standard Version. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the unsurpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Take this next minute to submit your inner self to be examined by God. What do you need to learn and apply from this passage? In this third expanded divine reading from the New American Standard Bible, reflect on the passage as a prayer, an imagined contemplation on the Word of God. Lord, by your mercy, hear my prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I confess my feelings of fragility and brokenness. I am a mere broken earthen vessel, but within me is the surpassing greatness of your power. Yours, not mine. When I feel afflicted in any way, I am not crushed. If I feel perplexed, I am not in despair. Persecuted, maybe, but not forsaken. Struck down, probably, but never destroyed. I claim this hope and promise in the name of your Son, our Savior and my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What do you desire most from God in this time of prayer? What secrets are ready to be shared in this next minute? Pause if you desire or need more time. Now rest here in the powerful presence of God. Idle your thoughts and enjoy God as you rest here now in a moment of imaginative contemplation. See as he takes every broken piece of your mind, body, and soul, as he picks it up off the ground and heals it. Feel your body becoming hardened, your soul becoming healed, your mind becoming strong. Not your strength, but by the power of God. Feel yourself a strong vessel, a temple housing the power of God, a sanctuary never afflicted, never crushed, never perplexed, never in despair, never persecuted, never abandoned, and truly never destroyed. Take this minute resting securely in the powerful divine presence of God within. As you rest here a bit longer, be mindful of moments of fragility to be reminded of the promise of strength. In moments when you feel most broken, remember to breathe and center your thoughts back on the abiding presence of God within. And be aware too of others you meet along the way that may feel afflicted, crushed, and destroyed. Who do you know that feels abandoned and broken? Consider how God might use you to remind them of the holy treasure that abides within them. Ponder that and accept this prayer of benediction to remember you are an earthen vessel, but within you is the extraordinary power of God. May you know the presence of Christ, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the power of God now and always. And as we close, remain here in this sanctuary as long as you can, encountering the power of God and silently whispering, Lord, your treasure abides within me. May the peace of the Lord be with you always.